about the Prohibition days, about what you could remember about that then.
Well, at that time, nobody went dry.
Nobody.
People that wanted it made homebrew. They had their wine and cider, those that wanted it. In Monroe, I knew three or four places where homebrew was made. It only cost 10 cents a glass. Homebrew was easy to make. You could buy malt by the quart or by gallon. You could put it in the crop, add a little sugar, yeast cakes. And it worked 6 to 7 days. Then you could bottle it. 2 days you could, after you could drink. But there was a lot of booze came in from Canada. Bootlegs over.
From Canada
over here. I just would like to know, or have, some of it that's in that river up there. Detroit.
Oh, Detroit River, yeah.
There's a lot of places that have been...
They dumped it out.
Well, they thought they were going to get caught. See?
So they just dumped it.
Bringing it over across the river. They dumped it in there. See? Still getting caught. Nobody went dry if they wanted to drink.
Yeah, you could just make your own homemade beer or your own wine, if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I used to make a lot of it here. I mean, not a lot of it, but all I had was beer here. And had our homemade wine. And sometimes it was a little hard to get, you know, the malt and stuff like that. You had to pay for that. And some malt was better than others. I always had best luck with a blue ribbon I used to use. I had pretty good luck with that.
Like that, with that 10 cent glass, did you have to go like to their house to get it?
Yeah.
And they'd sort of like go in the back room and get your your 10 cents and they'd give you your glass or whatever?
Houses down there that made it. And,
was that like down at the east end of Monroe?
A lot of them that didn't have work, you know. That's what they lived on. They made little home brew.
One of the review that was.
I used to play different dances. So the guy used to make home brew, you know, and sell it at the dance, see, and make money. The guy wasn't working, I played for $2 a night. What I heard afterwards was Dick Keller's dad. You probably remember him.
You know what the name on there?
He made high as $50, $60 on the deal.
When
what?
Like you never got any of the like the beer bootleg beer whiskey they made like the gangsters made, where you'd have, you know, somebody riding through here to deliver it.
Well, oh, yeah.
That wasn't at this time.
Oh.
My dad did one time earlier in life. When I was a kid, but that wasn't...
I can remember one time we played.
Tell them about the time that...
We had,
when they left Tom and Hanks, but don't mention names.
the law come out before the dance started. They was going to raid the place. And the dance hadn't started. They said they had noticed that the word that they were fighting and everybody was drunk. So what they did after the law was gone, they had a barn way back out from the house, and they took everything and rolled it out there, barrels and all, covered it up with hay. So the law came back on it, they wouldn't be able to find it, see.
Oh, all they see was like a hay mound.
Well, they wanted to drink, they'd go out there and get some, bring it to the house, but we didn't have much in the house. We never had much in the house. So. But they never came back. It was probably some of the neighbors that hollered about it, you know, and got in there. Yeah, bootlegging music. They brought it over here from Canada and hauled it into Toledo. That's where most of it went. And
most of it was like from Detroit, and somebody would just take back the back roads from Detroit to Toledo.
Yeah. Oh, they had bootleg girls. Years ago, they hauled it. Prohibition time, where they had the times of bad out there, they hauled it out of Toledo. You went to Toledo, they'd search any Michigan car that went over there for booze, see, bringing it across the line. You'd go over there and buy a bottle or two, and they'd catch you on the way home. I've heard different ones. But farmers used to haul hay down there in Toledo, you know. And they'd hide it, you know, try to bring a bottle home and without getting caught, see. Well,
that's about all you can remember from that then, huh?
That's about it, I guess, for that.
Okay, and then about your days when you were playing for a band, when did you start playing the fiddle then?
Playing for the band?
Yeah.
Well, I started playing when I was about 7 years old. First violin I had was just a small three-quarter size fiddle. The brother, he sold blowing, which was used mostly for washing clothes at that time.
Making them white in what room?
He never learned to play it. So I got mucking around with it, and finally ended up to get to play a little on it. As time went by, I got playing a little better.
I got
playing around for parties. You got 50 cents a night, you done well.
During that time, you had your dad and your mom played with you too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, finally got playing for dances, parties.
Sounds like.
With a lot of other bands.
It's your mother's quarters.
Mostly playing at big halls, Petrie Park, Odd Fellows Temple, Monroe.
Getting about the house dances.
You played the house dances too when you was young. Mm-hmm. When you first started out, you played at house dances too, right?
Yeah, I played house dances.
That's all.
little parties and stuff like that. But, now I play more for small parties. And they'll play the country band.
About what year do you remember your first band? You had your first band.
First band?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have really a name. I played one time for the Sodbusters, they called them. We used to have them. What's the other one we played there for? I can't remember now. Just what it was. Rhythm Ears. They used to play the Rhythm Ears. I had a school band.
That was with Doc.
School dances.
Dan.
Old Bill Capal's on one day. He says, well, you guys used to play for us at the school. He said, we used to want to advertise the band. And he said, they wasn't the one in school could spell Rhythm Ears. They won't put the ad in the paper.
But he said, they know how to spell Rhythm Ears.
I got a sign out there up in the garage for the Rhythm Ears. I don't think I can spell it myself, no.
But like during the 40s and 50s, you play like two or three nights a week?
Oh, yeah, three, four nights.
In the 30s?
In the early 40s.
We played a lot, three, four nights a week.
Mostly like at Hickory Park on Lewis Avenue.
Well, one time I played the Hickory. And one night at Temperance, Hot Fellows.
Friday at 10.
One night to Hot Fellows, Monroe.
Maybe it's on Friday.
School would probably want to have a dance on it. They'd like it on a Friday night, but they'd put it on a Thursday night, see? School or a church. They used to play the church there. They'd put it on Thursday night.
So you was probably making as much money playing three or four nights a week as you was working then.
Probably the same amount of money.
You didn't have to work as
put in a lot of hours too.
Yeah.
Didn't get much sleep. One night only got 2-3 hours sleep. Had to get up in the morning, go to work. Never missed work. Sometimes I had a headache.
Well, that was because you was thinking too much.
Yeah,
that's a...